This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hi, Mark. When are you going to return my bloody phone call? I know the sellers are asking $5 million, but let's offer them $2 million. Come on, Mark, are you afraid of the listing agent? I'll present the offer myself and slap her around until she understands she's dealing with someone who owns a pair of brass ones. Come on, Mark. Write it up.
That's a pretty good impression, isn't it? You're starting to look like Sean Connery. You didn't do the voice, Sean Connery. Do you do Sean Connery? No. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Your Local Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. Joining me today in the second segment, Action Roofing, Jack Martin. He's bringing along someone to talk about solar, putting solar. They're leasing it now. And maybe the time has come, depending on your electric bill, to take a look at it and break even, make money, rent it out to your neighbors. Who knows what you can do? We'll find out in the second segment. The fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. We're going to start off with some interesting stats looking at short sales and foreclosures and the percentage year to date compared to the last couple of years. Hey, don't forget the honeybees. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to make a note to ask Jack about bees. Make sure he's connected with the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. You can check them out at sbba.org. Or call the hotline. If you have bees, call them out for a modest fee. They'll take them away. Save them. Relocate them. 699-6229. 699-6229. Okay. Also have a story about a property, a then and now story, that'll change. And but let's start off with some stats on short sales and REOs. And when you hear REO, that just means a bank-owned foreclosure property, and it's now on the market. REO stands for real estate-owned, bank-owned. So short sales and REOs, in talking with and reading about the market, and there was an article here about the shadow inventory, and actually quoting a guest we had on the program, Christopher Thornburg, out at Beacon Economics in Los Angeles. This was, I don't know where this came from. It was on the internet, so it must be true. And we are talking about the shadow inventory and talking about how appraisers take into account the distress sale and the activity in the market, dare I say, a rising market, I'm quoting, and to distinguish. Now, you can't throw away a short sale and an REO, but they do take into account, at least many do, but of course there's a debate on that discussion. You know, how much weight do you lean and take away from the distressed sale versus the market sale? Okay, so what's been happening in Santa Barbara, South Coast, from Carp to Goleta? Single-family residences only, just through the multiple listing service. You go back to 2010 for the first through the end of August here. And you go back to 2010, we had 71 foreclosures that closed escrow. 71. For the first 34 weeks of the year 2010. In 2011, same time period, 69. So very, very similar. And you shoot ahead to 2012, first 34 weeks of the year, foreclosures, REO, goes up to 114. 114. It's a huge increase. It's a lot more on the market. If you look at the short sales, back in 2010, for the first 34 weeks of the year, short sales, 48 short sales in 2010. First 34 weeks in the year 2011, 66 short sales. That's a big bump. 2012, 102 short sales. So you go, wow, what does that mean? That's really bad. We have way more short sales and way more foreclosures. However, if you look at it as a percentage against the total of sales. 2010, we had 578 sales for the first 34 weeks of the year. 2011, about the same, 575. But in 2012, 785 closings of single-family homes for the first 34 weeks of the year. Huge increase. So as a percentage of the total, if you combine the distressed properties, short sales, and REOs, again, REOs, foreclosure, you go back to 2010 for the first 34 weeks of the year, those distressed properties represented 21% of the total single-family sales for the first 34 weeks. In 2011, it went up 23%. Okay, so we're getting more distressed properties, right? In 2012, it represents 27%. And that's, I'm not minimizing it. It's an increase. It's an increase. You go from just over, just about 1 in 5 to just over 1 in 4 of all single-family sales are distressed properties, short sales or REOs. And the total number, huge. If you combine the total number of short sales and REOs in 2010, first 34 weeks of the year, 119. Fast forward to 2011, 135. Fast forward to 2012, 216. So the number is a huge, huge increase. But fortunately, because we have such a higher number of total sales, as a percentage of total, it's not nearly as scary. That does you no good if you're one of the short sales and REOs and unfortunately lost your house. You don't really care about any percentages and any stats. You lost your house. Bad news. Bad news. But overall, the market is absorbing, and we have way, way more regular sales as well. So that's a little recap of short sales and foreclosures known as REOs for the first 34 weeks of the year. Then and now, let's see. Oh, here's something that came up. New listing, price change after being on the market for only 12 days. 12 days. Usually, you know, did you price it incorrectly? Are you getting feedback? Oh, and this was a price change. I didn't say a price decrease. They increased the price from $925,000 to $975,000. And at the same time they reported the price increase, they reported it as pending, meaning in escrow. 12 days on the market, goes into escrow, raises the price from $925,000 to $975,000. And there is the, I thought that person was calling in right now. Maybe they want to raise the price some more. Price change. Okay, another one. Then and now. This is a house. It went into escrow. I guess I meant to do this a few weeks ago because I don't think it's sold yet. But this is a house that came on the market. $1,250,000. Went into escrow within 10 days. Listed July 24th, 2012. Went into escrow in 10 days. $1,250,000. So that's quick. Quick. It sold. Closed escrow. A year ago, say 12 months prior, May of 2010, for $1,115,000. So 14 months later, it's back on the market at $1,250,000. And they didn't do anything, you know, no remodeling. For whatever reason, they need to sell. And it'll be very curious to see what they get. There's an example of what Steve Forsell, the appraiser, the disgruntled appraiser who retired, the whole business was going on with, that's another law I read about where they're trying to force appraisal management companies to disclose immediately on the appraisal so you get it right away without even having to ask for it and to disclose what happens to that $400, $500, $600 that you paid for that appraisal. You know, does the appraiser get $50? The management company gets $550? It's kind of a wacky system trying to protect the consumer. But what happens? You know, there's always fallout. Personally, I just refinanced my house. I experienced the fallout, stress and pressure, because they want to protect me. So when I sign those loan documents, I have a 3-day right of rescission, and I can't change it to 1 day. I cannot waive it. I am an infant, and I cannot I have to wait the 3 days. And what happens? There's a delay. There's always delays. Bless you. There's always delays. And the rate lock was expiring, and there was stress, neck and neck pressure. And it worked out okay. It usually does. But example of a nice idea kind of making it tough. So we'll follow this listing. Went into escrow in 10 days, $1,250,000, sold 14 months earlier. May 2010 for $1,115,000, came on $1,250,000. Unrelated to this little good news story, sadly, it also sold in March of 06 for $1,001,000 as a fixer. Then the next buyer bought it, did a major remodel and an addition in 2007. So sadly, that has a little bit of history that is not great news. Okay, we got through with a couple of updates. Then and now, price changes and short sale and REO year to date. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com, 452-2428, 452-CHAT. We'll take a quick break. We're going to come back with Action Roofing coming in with a solar buddy. I don't know if they're bringing in some panels and generating some electricity. We'll ask Jack about the roof product that failed and see what he does with bees. See if he carries a can of Raid with him or if he contacts the Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.